It's the Rokan Show on a virus-free Friday. I get to say those words, but nothing else. My God, poor Daisy Fuentes, who was just talking to us, separating herself from enjoying the sun dappling over the Pacific to spend time talking to us on this virus-free Friday on this radio program. She got buzzed because she said the word pandemic. And that was, see, I can't even say that. All right, let's think about something joyful right now, because that's the whole idea of what we're doing here throughout the afternoon, throughout the morning, afternoon, evening, and overnight on WGN. We are thinking about things other than that. So the garden centers are opening up now, the nurseries, the places where people can go and buy their plants to do their outdoor space, to make their outdoor space around their homes so much better, because we're going to be spending a lot of time in and around our homes. We already have, and we probably are, you know, well into the spring. And even after, you know, the things are, you know, get a little looser, if you know what I mean, we're still going to want to be spending time at home. And why not make your outdoor beautiful? And I think that's basically what we want to help you with right now. And LaMonda Joy is with us, master gardener and owner of City Grange, Chicago's online garden center, Lincoln Square, and soon down in Beverly as well. So you got you basically got both sides of the city covered right there, LaMonda. That's the good news.
Absolutely. You want everybody to be able to garden.
Yep, absolutely. And I believe you have somebody with you too, just in case we got a problem, right? In case we get garden stumped here.
Yes, we have our plant boss, Joan Murray.
Good afternoon.
Okay. All right, good. Thank God. Because, you know, who knows? I know I'm going to get stumped. I'm going to start with the stumping. All right, would you like help with you have questions for these gardening professionals? Because you want to figure, even maybe you have an outdoor space or a very small outdoor space. You've never used it for this. You just want to put some potted plants out there. What are you going to do? If you need some help, 312-981-7200, or you got a huge spread, 312-981-7200, your questions, your thoughts, your concerns. My first one would be, are all the plants we normally would be thinking about here available during this moment?
Well, there have been some supply chain issues, but we've been working pretty closely with our growers to make a lot of stuff available. However, we have a really curated selection, so we like to think that the plants that we carry are the best for Chicago, the most beautiful for Chicago, so you're okay if you're shopping with City Grange.
All right, good. Well, that's all that basically all the main stuff, though, all of the most common flowers and shrubs and stuff like that are available, would you say?
Well, yes, there's a few things that we don't like to carry, but for the most part, yeah.
Okay. All right. What don't you like to carry?
My plant boss is looking at me. You say it.
Geraniums, petunias, and that's about it.
Yeah.
It's like stuff that you saw in the 70s.
Okay, I got it. Well, some people, you know what? But sometimes that's retro. Sometimes people want to come back, you know, there's nothing wrong. I'm a child of the 70s. I grew up in an apartment building. There were planter boxes on the roof. There was like a deck on the roof. And I would go up there and look at the planter boxes. The only nature that I saw before I was 10 years old, essentially, was a tree.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. A tree on the street and then these flowers that were purple and white. Those are the only two colors purple, white, and yellow that, you know, that would sit up there in the 1970s in these planter boxes, but they remind me of it. All right. So if you want, when's the best time to start planting? It has always been said in Chicago that you're safest after May 15th. Is that a rule that you still stick by?
Yeah. Well, the reason people say that is because it's around the time of the last frost. So if you put stuff out, you're pretty much safe. So, yeah, that's usually how it works. This spring is much gentler than last spring. We had to wait a little while longer last year, but looks pretty good so far for that being the target.
Okay. All right. If people want to do it this weekend, though, they can feel fairly confident that they're going to be okay. Right. I mean, even if there were some lower temperatures in the next couple of weeks, you can always, you know, if you have a small enough spot, you can always cover them. I've noticed. I've seen that kind of work that's going on downtown.
Well, that is true. I mean, you don't want to rush it too much. Like, you know, for example, if we're going to get weather in the 30s, then your basil's not going to make it outside. You know, your tomatoes, your peppers aren't going to be happy. Some of the annuals that you want to put in, they don't like to be that cold. But for the most part, I would say that you should be okay if you want to do a lot of planting this weekend.
All right. All right. Well, let's help some people with the planting, and we're going to do that coming up right after we check the traffic, and we've got just a maybe a minute of informational stuff, and then we'll come back to your phone calls. We've got lines are full. 312-981-7200 is our telephone number. We're going to help you with your gardening needs. I am absorbing and honoring my own Kathy and Judy-ness right here on WGN, because this is what they would be doing right now, and I'm feeling pretty good about it because it takes my mind away from all the rest of it. Okay, you've got gardening questions. They're here to answer. Joan is with us as well. Joan has no last name. She needs no last name. Joan is an expert in this gardening world as well, and she'll whatever Lamonda can't answer, Joan will. Here we go. Jeff, you're on WGN.
Hey, Ro, how are you?
Good.
So I have a raised garden in my backyard, and every year I grow cucumbers, and I oftentimes I switch where I put the cucumbers, but my problem is blight. Every summer I get blight. It looks like a white powdery mold on the leaves, and then it eventually kills the whole plant, and I've been perplexed about how to fix that, how to prevent that from happening.
All right. Who wants to take this?
I'll take it. Yeah. So what you're actually experiencing is called powdery mildew, and it does impact cucumbers and people plants in the cucumber family, squash, things like that. The best thing to do is get a variety of plant that has some built-in resistance to it. There are plants and varieties that have been bred to fight powdery mildew. Another thing is, if it's still producing, if you're still getting the food off the plant, then I wouldn't worry about the appearance of the leaves themselves if you're still getting the food.
I'm still getting the fruit, but it eventually kills the whole plant.
That's some pretty intense powdery mildew you've got there.
It is. I've tried different things. I try to water it at the stem or at the root and not get it on the leaves. And, you know, I don't know. Every summer it comes back.
Huh. All right. Well, I don't have an answer for you. If you're getting the fruit, that's the only thing I can really say is a, you know, some salvation for the plant. You could maybe succession plant them a little bit, start some at one time, start some a couple weeks later, try and keep them apart from each other, and maybe the powdery mildew won't infect the newer plants as quickly, and then you can get more of a sort of staggered harvest.
That's a good suggestion. Christy, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Christy.
Hi, Ro and Joan. How are you?
Oh, we're great. It's a beautiful day today.
Great. It sure is. Well, I am wondering about perennials. So I plant them, and I don't have very good luck. Somebody is in my garden eating them, like they're gone. It's almost like somebody dug them up. So I'm wondering, Joan, if you can suggest any perennials that maybe the critters don't like to eat.
Well, as far as that goes, there's things that you can do to prepare your soil a little bit to make it less, they won't want to dig in it. If you put something, let's say, like blood meal in it, or plant daffodils around the perennial. What's digging it up?
Hold on one second. You know what? We're going to have to put somebody on hold here because this is really it's getting a little bad. All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Jim. What was that again?
Okay. I'm wondering what kind of animals do you think are digging? Where do you live? Are you in the city or suburbs?
She believes it's deer. I can see that on the screen.
You can see that on the screen?
Yeah.
Now, with deer, I mean, deer is basically you need to put the fence around stuff. There's certain things that they don't like to eat. I mean, they won't eat rose thorns, but they might eat the roses off the bushes. Deer, the best thing to keep deer from is just to put a deer fence up, in my experience. There's nothing that's going to stop a deer when it's hungry.
Yeah, and they're wily too, right? I mean, they're at a height they can get to almost anything. So
right, they're like a master race, and then they keep getting smarter and smarter.
that is really true. Well, they have a die. That is an amazing reality too. They've really adapted to the environment in which even the urban environment. You see them in Chicago now, where you never would see them. Where you see them in really densely populated suburbs too. They're pretty wily. All right. And they're beautiful to look at. I will say that. I'm not a hunter. All right. Patrick, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Patrick.
Thanks, Ro. I'm hoping you can hear this properly. But I have a 20 by 20 garden that I've been using for the last 8 or 9 years. Each year, my tomatoes, my peppers, cucumbers, they're getting smaller and smaller. And I've added bags of Miracle-Gro mixed with their dirt or whatever it is. But I think I need something else, which I don't know, to enhance the soil or replace the soil. What do I do?
Well, you definitely want to amend soil every spring with... We like to garden organically, so I can't speak to Miracle-Gro, but you want to amend the soil with compost. You can, you know, get mushroom compost. You can get you know, leaf mold. There's all sorts of things you can put in. But probably what's happening is that all the trace minerals that really help the plant grow well, the magnesium, other things, are depleted. So there's some products such as Cascade Minerals, where you could till that into your large garden, and that could help. You'd want to follow the instructions on the packaging, of course. But if you get some organic compost, those tend to have sort of a balanced mix of a lot of the stuff that you need to help help your plants thrive year after year. You could, of course, maybe take a year off. Of course, nobody wants to do that, but you could take a year off and try planting a cover crop to help the soil take a little break and replenish some nutrients. And also, do you fertilize your plants as they're growing?
When they're growing, I've just used liquid Miracle-Gro. But I was going to ask you, could you repeat the name of that thing that you said, mineral or whatever it is?
There's one product. There's many, but there's one called Cascade Minerals.
Okay.
You would just follow the directions for application based on the size of your garden, and that, you know, helps put some vital nutrients that you're not probably going to get using Miracle-Gro exclusively.
Is there something better than the liquid Miracle-Gro? Something better?
Well, I think everything's better than Miracle-Gro, so you could use... You can use a fish emulsion when your tomatoes and peppers and eggplants, they're very heavy feeders, so they need a lot to really produce that big, beautiful fruit that we all want to eat. So as soon as you start seeing the blossoms, you can do something called side dressing. So you put that right around the edge of the stem. You don't want it touching the stem because sometimes fertilizers can burn it, but maybe 2 inches out. So when you fertilize is just as important as what you fertilize with.
All right, there you go, Patrick. Thank you. Appreciate it. Let's try to get Carl in here. Carl, you're on WGN. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, got a question for your guest. I was at Wally World last night, and I saw this little, looked like a little tree almost, but I guess it's a lavender plant. And I was wondering if it's something like that is worth it, worth to pick up and, you know, put on the patio or even indoors during the winter.
Yeah, lavender is a Mediterranean plant. It has a hard time overwintering in Chicago, but a lot of people will maybe put it in a terracotta pot and sink it in the ground. So dig the hole, put the pot right in it, and then come winter, dig it out and wash off the pot and bring it indoors. It's a beautiful plant. It has a lot of great medicinal properties. It helps people with sleep and stress reduction. It's really great, but they don't like our winters too much. And there's many varieties. There's Spanish lavender. There's Grosso lavender. There's Goodwin lavender. There's just all sorts of varieties to it. It's a really beautiful, happy plant to cultivate.
Thank you.
All right. I love the answer there. Gene, you're on WGN. Your gardening quandary. We're going to help you here on Virus Free Friday. Go ahead. We got about a minute left.
Great. So I grow zucchini, and I get a lot of buds, beautiful flowers. I get very few pollinated. And then sometimes I get a zucchini growing about 2 inches with a flower around the end, and then it'll die.
Okay. What do we do?
That is definitely a pollination issue, and that happens to the best of us, so it's not you. I would recommend planting some flowers near your zucchini that attract pollinators. So those could be marigolds, cosmos, basically anything that flowers. Borage makes the bees go nuts. So anything you can do to draw the pollinators to your plant so you're getting more action at the critical time, the better off you're going to be getting more production out of your zucchini.
All right. Thank you, Lamana. Thank you so much. Master Gardener, owner of City Grain, Chicago's online garden center, and that's in Lincoln Square and soon coming to Beverly. Thank you, and thanks to you and to Joan. We've